is a child crying on the flight, non-stop. That's what's happening. We are in a tin can with a baby in a echo chamber, and you want to talk to me about being
okay?
That child has been crying for 40 minutes. Lower that, and you can't put your finger about things like that. Calm the child down, please. Why is the baby yelling? I'm not screaming. You want me to scream? You want me to scream? I'll scream. Please stop the baby from crying. Please.
We need to call.
You can't do what the you feel like.
Let me just start recording here just to, just do what I need to do. So, anyways. Hey, you guys, welcome back to my Needle Jet. This is one of the bonus episodes that I will be doing because season two is over. I'm taking a little break, but I wanted to bring you some bonus episodes. A lot has gone on this past month. Right now it's May 2nd for me, 2023, recording this. But in the last, three weeks in April 2023, there's been some things going on in aviation with, flight crews as well as passenger behavior. Most of you are sophisticated and know how to fly and are frequent flyers. I feel that's who my listeners are. But, there's the few that are just batshit crazy. Yeah, batshit crazy. They don't need to be taking any forms of transportation anytime soon in the U.S. because they need some rest and some help and some therapy and all kinds of things. It's been interesting. Okay, we're going to start with the ladies, and I don't know what airline it is, but I will be finding out in this article. TUI Airways, where the hell's that?
Offering scheduled and charter flights from the United Kingdom and Ireland to destinations in Europe, Africa, Asia, and North America. The airline is the world's largest charter airline, carrying 11.8 million passengers in 2019.
This happened recently, like the last week of April. And I will play the clip from that incident. But basically, I'm reading from the insider.com, and the story is titled "A Clip of Two Women Blasting Music Out Loud on a Plane as passengers cover their ears" has blown up, sparking a heated discussion about flight etiquette. And boy, can we talk about flight etiquette. I have a bunch of things, a big list, unfortunately, but hey, this is stuff that I see all the time. So it goes on to read, a video of two women loudly playing music on a TUI Airways flight has gone viral, sparking outrage on Twitter among users who say their actions were inconsiderate. In the clip, both women can be seen sitting in their seats and moving their heads to the music. Two passengers at the end of their row have their hands over their ears, and towards the end of the clip, one of the dancing women begins to speak over the music, saying she thinks the other passengers are gesturing that way to suggest they want the music turned off. No shit. The women then put up their middle finger and said, "Fuck off." It's unclear whether the video originated, but the clip was re-uploaded on Twitter. Oh, Twitter. By various users where it has gone viral. One version of the video has received 13.5 million views with a caption above the clip reading, "Women blast music on the plane as if they own it." So what you're seeing in this video are two ladies
to African American lady. Oh, I don't know if they're American, but two black women, probably in their early 30s, sitting there sipping and drinking and listening to their music. And then at some point, someone says something, and then they say, you know, F off.
Viewers responded with outrage and disapproval at the two women, calling them entitled and rude. Some users weighed in with their thoughts about plane etiquette, saying that they thought it's impolite to play music out loud on a flight. People being loud on the plane is something I hate. I've seen people just talk really enthusiastically about literally nothing and just desperately try and keep the conversation going just to have something to talk about for an entire plane ride. And it really pisses me off when I'm trying to get some shut-eye, one user wrote. Others said they think that the actions in the video were particularly controversial. Some said that a solution would be for surrounding passengers to use noise-canceling headphones.
Noise-canceling headphones.
Meanwhile, one user approached the situation in a more blasé manner, urging others to live a little, adding,
"Life is short."
Some users question why there are no airline staff visible in the video, as they assume that flight attendants would typically notice the loud music on the plane and ask the passengers to turn it off. Well, I know that I would. I got a little special announcement for that. Anyways, based on policy and advice given by most airlines, which suggests that passengers should use headphones when listening to audio.
Exactly.
One user tagged TUI's Twitter account, which replied, "I can assure you staff will have taken the appropriate steps to resolve the matter ASAP." In a subsequent tweet, the representative also said that because the video is less than a minute long, staff might have been taking action after the camera stopped rolling, as it would have taken them time to walk to the section of the plane where the music was playing. Like I said, I have a special announcement that I came up with. I tried to suggest it to our in-flight team, and it was ignored. It's very polite. I'll play it in the segment. But hey, I'm looking out for everybody else on the needle jet. You can't be doing that. And my rule is, if you can afford the device, whether it be MP3 player, smartphone, Kindle, iPad, any of that crap,
you can afford a pair of headphones, earbuds. I don't give a crap what it is.
And they range from anywhere from $10 to $300, but you got that vast range of prices there. You can get the $12 skull candies, stick them in the jack, and shut that noise up. Okay, so moving on. Representatives for the airlines did not immediately respond to a request for comment from Insider. Discussion about the video went a step further with a reply from Tristan Tate, a kickboxer and the brother of the controversial social media influencer Andrew Tate, both of whom are currently under house arrest in relation to an investigation by Romanian authorities into human trafficking. He tweeted in response to the video, "Don't fly economy." Okay, let me pause right here. Why the hell did he tweet anything with all this crap going on? I don't know. I guess he wanted to, maybe because they've been locked up for a little bit, he wanted to be a part of the world or something. I don't know. Don't get me started on the Tate brothers. Anywho, so Tate's tweet sparked more controversy. Of course it did, because it's Tate. As some users said, they think it's only realistic to expect a peaceful flight if you pay for business or first class. Others pointed out that not everyone can afford more expensive seats. Yeah, brother Tate. And there should be an expectation of consideration for other passengers in economy class. Videos of controversial behavior on flights often go viral on social media, as users tend to weigh in with their opinions on the travel etiquette around the situation. In April, a man on a Southwest flight who shouted at airline staff about a crying baby divided TikTok over whether his actions were justified. Okay, that's the end of the article. And you guys just wait. We will be talking about the Southwest Airlines TikTok viral craziness in just a minute. Okay, so here's my commentary, my take on this whole thing. Like I just said, if you can afford headphones, if you can afford the smart device, whatever it is you're listening to your music on, okay, you're not listening to, I'm dating myself, you're not listening to this on a Walkman or a Discman or anything like that, or old school CD players, portable CD players. But even if you were, you can still afford the stupid earbuds, head jacks, whatever. Okay? You're on a metal tube with a bunch of demons. Sorry to quote that preacher, but yeah, I'm kidding. I don't see people as demons. But you know, there are some demons on that flight, if you know what I mean. So demons or not, demons or angels, whoever the hell you're flying with, you're on a metal tube. You're contained and confined in that metal tube.
Don't be an asshole.
Wear headphones, earbuds. There are other people around you. Somebody's trying to take a nap. Somebody's trying to read a book. Somebody just wants a peace and quiet, a peaceful flight. That's just that simple. Put your earbuds in. Just put them in. Okay? You can still enjoy and listen to your music like you want to, but you don't have to force other people to listen to your music. You're not in your house or your home. You're in public. You are in public, but you're in a contained space. You're in a long metal tube, like I said, with a bunch of demons. So, I'm kidding. I'm sorry. This is too easy to say. With a bunch of other human beings, other Americans or non-Americans, other world citizens. You're with a bunch of other human beings in a metal tube. Just put the headphones on. Just put the headphones on. Put the headphones on and stop being an ass. Okay, so moving on. Next airline incident. And that, we're going to go ahead and move on to the other viral video. And that would be the Southwest flight. Now, when did that happen? So this article was posted on April 19th. That this is the Daily Dot by Michelle Jaworski. Okay. And the article starts off with a quote from the man that was yelling on the flight.
Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?
Video of a man complaining about a baby crying on plane goes viral. So they're saying that the baby had reportedly been crying nonstop for at least 45 minutes. Goes on. A TikTok of a man yelling at a Southwest Airlines flight attendant over a crying baby on an airplane has gone viral, sparking conversations about airplane conduct and bringing children on flights. Bringing children on flights? Why is that even a Hello, there are people. And families need to travel to get from A to B to C. That's not even a conversation. Please stop the nonsense. Moving on with the article. The video, and let me just say, too, a lot of the time and most of the time, the children behave better than the adults and have more etiquette and manners than the adults do. I just want to point that out a lot of the time. So anyway, moving on. The video, which was filmed and posted by TikToker at MJ Grabowski, apparently occurred during a flight to Orlando, Florida. According to the poster, the plane was in holding pattern around Fort Lauderdale because of the inclement weather. He illustrates with a map indicating where the plane is going around in cities. When Mr. Grabowski starts showing the airplane cabin, a man in the background talks to the flight attendants as a baby cries. Grabowski mainly keeps the camera on himself as he struggles and fails to not laugh and occasionally looks at his seatmates off camera.
I paid for a ticket to have a fucking comfortable flight,
the man says to the flight attendants.
That child has been crying for 40 minutes.
The man complains about being woken up by the crying baby and tells the flight attendants to calm the child down. We
in a fucking tin can with the baby in a goddamn echo chamber, and you want to talk to me about being fucking okay?
The man said. When a flight attendant tells him he's yelling, he replies, the man complains about being woken up by the crying baby and tells the flight attendants to calm the child down.
We're in a fucking tin can with a baby in a goddamn echo chamber, and you want to talk to me about being fucking okay?
The man said. When a flight attendant tells him he's yelling, he replies that the baby is yelling too. In response, one flight attendant says he's a man, indicating it's a different situation.
Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?
He says in reply, which causes several passengers to start arguing with the man. Eventually, the plane landed in Orlando, and according to Grabowski, the man wouldn't get off the plane, still fuming over the crying baby. After getting off the plane, he included footage of the man attempting to explain what happens to authorities. Oh,
somebody needs to go and do spell check.
Anywho, he tried to plead his case that he had a right to yell because there was two adults with the crying baby and he shouldn't have been disturbed. MJ Grabowski wrote over the video, it's unclear what happened after the man walks away with the police officers. Oh, so they did get the authorities involved. So they said that this TikTok got over like 174,000 views. Okay, it's got to be more than that for this to go far away. It did. Okay, so I'm going to read you some comments about this article that people have said. Some people were amused by the fact that the man who took issue with the baby called them names. Flight attendant. Here's the whole, some of the conversation. Flight attendant.
You're yelling.
Passenger. So is
the baby. Flight attendant.
Well, you're a man.
Passenger.
Did that motherfucker pay extra to yell?
Some people were amused by the fact that the man took issue with the baby. This is obviously obnoxious behavior from this grown-ass adult, but the first 15 seconds of this had me ascending towards the upper room. Even before we get to, so is the baby, the opening of, I'm with a baby in a goddamn echo chamber is out of control, man. Laughing my ass off. Who said this? Hanif Abdurabik. I'm so sorry. Some Becca Sup said, so is the baby, quote unquote, is objectively fucking hilarious, though. But others weighed in about the situation itself and picked a side. I always wonder, like, do you think the parents want a crying child? One person commented. Obviously, no. We are hyper aware our child is screaming, LOL. Yeah, and that's true. Okay, and then Hanif goes off and says, this is obviously obnoxious behavior from this grown-ass adult, but the first 15 seconds had me ascending towards the upper room. So American Airlines pilots have been in negotiations, I don't know for how long now. I want to say like 2 years maybe, maybe a little bit more than that. But anyway, American Airlines pilots vote to authorize a strike. Travelers shouldn't be impacted in the short term, but that could change. This story is by Gary Guthrie. He's a reporter. And this story is coming from the online magazine, I guess, or blog, Consumer Affairs. And it says, I just want to point out, this Consumer Affairs is not a government agency. Okay. So, it goes on to say, flying on American Airlines anytime soon, you better keep tabs on your flight because the 15,000 strong Allied Pilots Association, APA, has voted in favor of authorizing the strike. This push come to shove couldn't happen at a better time for those pilots. They have a busy travel schedule around the corner, and that will no doubt give them some leverage in working out an agreement. The summer travel season is almost here, and we're all wondering whether this will be another summer of uncertainty for American Airlines, said Ed Sicker, APA president. Fortunately, there is an alternative. By embracing the win-win scheduling and work rule improvements APA has represented at the bargaining table, management can take steps to improve the airline's operational reliability and efficiency. In a demonstration of their resolve, APA members will conduct informational picketing today at all 10 of the airline's major hubs. So that would be Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Dallas, Fort Worth, LA,
Miami, New York, Philly, Phoenix, and Washington, D.C.
We remain confident that an agreement for our pilots is within reach and can be finalized quickly. The finish line is in sight, American Airlines commented in an email to Consumer Affairs. Yeah, you ain't got no pilots. You ain't got no flights. Who cares if you have mechanics, flight attendants, ground staff, and all that? The whole purpose is for you to get your ass on the airplane and go somewhere. Excuse me. And I'm a flight attendant saying that. So in a demonstration of their resolve, APA members will conduct informational picketing today. Oh, sorry. Beep. We understand that a strike authorization vote is one of the most important ways pilots express their desire to get a deal done, and we respect the message of voting results. Importantly, the results don't change our commitment or distract us from working expeditiously to complete a deal. We remain focused on completing the handful of matters necessary to reach an agreement our pilots deserve. So that must be American talking.
Anyway, what American customers need to know. All right, listen up, folks, because
American Airlines is the largest airline, at least in the United States, if not the world. I believe it's the world, though. Remember, this airline is mergers upon mergers upon mergers, okay? So you had American Airlines, and then you had U.S. Airways, and American Airlines merged with U.S. Airways. The official end of that merger was, it went from 2015 to about 2018. So U.S. Airways had a bazillion mergers, and before they merged with American, they had merged with America West. And then it was mergers upon mergers before that, PSA, the original PSA, the original Piedmont and all that. So this is a big airline, okay? Again, so what American customers need to know. A spokesman for APA said that there shouldn't be an immediate effect on travel plans, but that all depends on what happens at the negotiating table. The APA spokesman said that 67 canceled and 92 delayed AA flight interruptions currently shown on FlightAware are not related to the picketing, and that all the pilots in the picket line were already scheduled to be off duty on Monday. Anyone holding a ticket on American Airlines should frequently check their AA app or the airline's website for any changes in their scheduled departure. And that's in general. When you fly any airline, you should be doing that anyway. But also, let me explain this to you, how I had to explain to my fellow flight attendants as a union member when we had a strike vote. Okay, the title of the article is called American Airlines Pilots Vote to Authorize a Strike. It does not say American Airlines Pilots are on strike, or they went on strike, or on strike now. It says they
voted to authorize a strike.
So they got to take a vote first. Please listen to me as a union member. I'm telling you, this is how this works. As union members, which they are, their union is APA. My union is, I'm not going to say, but it's very big. You have to vote for your, you have to take your union members, you have to vote together and have an overall majority vote for a strike, right? Now, what these American Airlines pilots are doing right now is just, this is just informational picketing to let the public know about what could happen, what's going on at the moment, but they are not on strike. I know people associate picketing with a strike, and you can be on strike and picket at the same time, but then you can also do informational picketing, letting the public know that this is what's going to happen. This is what you will do should negotiations fall through. But let me be clear again, American Airlines pilots are not on strike as of today. This is May 2nd, 2023, and I'm recording this. They just voted to authorize a strike. And if negotiations fall through, then, well, then things may happen. Okay? Again, this story is consumeraffairs.com, and the story is by Gary Guthrie, if you want to read further. And maybe I'll do a whole podcast about unions or my union experience. So let me tell you about Consumer Affairs. It says Consumer Affairs is not a government agency. Companies displayed may pay us to be authorized, or when you click in a link, call a number, or fill a form on our site. Our content is intended to be used for general information purposes only, and it's very important to do your own analysis before making any investment based on your own personal circumstances and consult with your own investment, financial, tax, and legal advisors. While we're on the consumer affairs kick, I got one more article for you. And this, again, this is Consumer Affairs. This is by Gary Guthrie, the reporter. It says,
check your upcoming flight. It might have been canceled.
It says, airlines are pulling out of markets is a double-edged sword, according to the one travel expert. Yes, folks. When they publish schedules or whatever ahead of time, this is what the airline is projecting that they will fly. Things can change. They can change the aircraft because that's for these frequent flyer passengers that pick your seats ahead of time. You may have picked the bulkhead seat on the, I don't know, CRJ-200, but now it got downgraded to a ERJ-145, and then that seat is completely changed. So things like that, this is when you need to know. Or they just get rid of the flight. They originally had 5 flights a day from, I don't know, Philly to Norfolk, Virginia, and now they reduce it down to 3. So the flight you originally booked got knocked out of there. So things like that can happen. They do happen, and they will happen. Okay, so the kickoff, back to the article. The kickoff of the summer travel season is still a month away, but with all we have seen this year already, Southwest computer glitch, American pilots voting to strike, they
vote to strike,
and airlines pulling out of markets, anyone flying this summer should be ready for things to go haywire. There will probably be the usual weather-related cancellations and delays, but Scott Keys of Going.com, never heard of it, says that the domino that's in the most precarious position is that Delta, United, JetBlue, and American have gotten the Federal Aviation Administration's approval, allowing them to cut back on flights. I didn't know they had to get their approval for that. Okay. Travelers might think that there's a lot that could go wrong given the FAA's okay, but these preemptive cuts are meant to result in fewer disruptions and less last-minute scrambling down the line. On the other hand, travel demand is at its highest all year, meaning the system is more strained during the summer and there are comparatively fewer airplanes on reserve. They're all out flying, so when flights get canceled, there are fewer backups to take their place, Keys explained to Consumer Affairs. Okay, folks, so I'll put the link in the show notes or the, whatever the podcast description so you can read the rest of the article, but I just want to make you aware of two. If you haven't been aware, there is a backup in the U.S. passport agencies right now because demand for travel is extremely high this year and everybody and their mother is trying to get a passport, and it's so much that it's overwhelming the U.S. passport agency. That normally it would take you 4 to 6 weeks to get your passport, but not this year in 2023. It could take up to 8 to 12 weeks. So that's 3 times as long because the demand is that dire, that strong. So I guess it's just overflow from the pandemic, the pandemonium. I call it the pandemonium. So overflow of that because people are really ready to get the hell out their houses, really ready to travel, and so the demand is extremely high right now for a U.S. passport. So if you plan on going anywhere this summer, you want to travel overseas out of the U.S. of A, which I am ready to do, I need to get the hell up out of here at least for 2 weeks and then come back and gain my senses. But yeah. Yeah, if I go a while without leaving the country, leaving these United States, I feel a little crazy. I need to get the hell out of here for a little bit, explore other cultures, other people, the world. Oh, that didn't come out right. But you know what I mean. So you better get on that passport now, because you anticipate about a good 8 to 12 weeks waiting to receive your passport. And you better dot your I's and cross your T's and do whatever, you know, you need to do. Also, folks, you can, if you did not realize, you can take your own passport photo. You don't have to go to Walgreens and Rite Aid for those crappy passport photos that they take. I took my own passport photo using an app. And my passport, I take a better passport photo than most of those raggedy places. My passport photo, I must say, I'm going to brag. It's beautiful. I've never had a passport photo like this in my life. Why? Because I took it. But let me tell you, don't be taking those selfie type photos because that will get rejected. Don't have crazy stuff in the background. Don't, what else was I going to say? Do not use filters on your freaking photo. Just don't. That will get rejected too. So there are apps for that. You do your own research and find these apps. There's YouTube videos that show you how to use these apps to take your own passport photo and what the rules are. A lot of these apps have the diameters and things within it. So to make sure you're doing what you're supposed to do, it helps you out. So yeah, just FYI on that. So I'm going to end this bonus podcast. I thank you guys for listening. And have a great spring and summer. Peace out.